Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's money versus emotion.
Yeah.
The no-brainer money move is to get something much cheaper.
Yes.
Because, Tommy, she had a chance to take care of the expensive thing you bought her.
Well, you probably don't have it. You just blew it all.
All right, so here's the thing.
What?
The money is not an issue because they were smart about it. No, they were. But.
Face.
Kimmy will explain.
That's the kind of face I make when I hear this kind of money.
All right, look. What this represents.
Yeah.
Someone in this room is arguing, despite this woman's mistake, and it was a mistake, that you're going to have to spend this money all over
again. All right. Enjoy that.
We got a hell of a situation here.
What happened?
Well, you know, around the holidays, you're going to see a lot of people getting engaged.
Oh, sure.
And Kimmy, you have some...
You
may or may not know some people.
Well, I'm getting the story secondhand.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha.
So forgive me if I don't have all of the details,
okay,
but I think I have enough of the details of the story.
Okay, so we have a couple who are
engaged,
but they have not gotten married yet.
No, the wedding has not happened.
Okay.
And somewhere along the way during this engagement, the engagement ring was lost.
Oh, God.
Okay, hold on. Damn. Stop. Even the way you started saying that lets me know what side you're starting the story off
on. Well, no, I don't know how it was lost.
By the way, she just got
it.
And she lost it.
What do you mean you don't know how it was lost? He didn't lose it.
Well, I know, but I'm saying I don't know how she lost it.
She lost the ring.
And she just got the ring and she lost it.
Has not gotten married yet.
No. Like I said, the wedding has not happened. I don't know how long they've been engaged.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, but Tommy, I mean, what can an engagement ring cost these days? $1,000, $2,000?
I don't know anymore. How much?
Word on the street. And mind you, they both do well. $15,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
That's five times more than I spent on my first brand new car.
Yeah, but that was a Geo Metro.
Still a brand new car.
Okay, quick sidebar. I'm being serious when I ask this because my wife's engaged
ring. $15,000.
That's more than normal.
It's more than normal?
Yeah. Okay.
How do you not keep an eye on that goddamn thing?
I don't know. I don't know how she lost it.
Okay, so you lose the ring.
Yeah.
You have to replace the ring.
Yeah. It was insured.
Okay, so they're getting the money back.
Yes.
All right, so the money is not an issue.
Yeah.
You can insure can you lose a ring and get the money for it? Is that a
I know some people put it on their homeowners.
You insure it when you buy it.
Okay, gotcha. Oh. All right. Yeah. Wow.
Wait, so they got the full boat back?
I don't know how much they're getting back, but I assume since it's insured,
you
can replace it.
All right, so let's just go with money's not an issue here. Okay, so you lose the ring, money is not an issue, but that is not the problem, believe it or not, in this story, according
to Kevin.
So what's the sweat? The problem is...
This woman, the woman who lost the ring, somehow, through people talking, found out that her fiancé was asking about a real-looking fake ring.
Yeah.
Essentially, he wanted to replace the ring with a fake.
Without her knowing. Okay.
It wasn't like a discussion of, hey, we'll get you the real one, but why don't you wear a fake one in case you lose it? Because I do know people that do that, especially when they go on vacation. They bring a fake ring, or they wear a fake ring normally because they're too afraid to wear the real one.
So he was going to pull a move.
But this was a I'm going to go behind her back and get the most real-looking fake ring I can find.
And now she's mad about that?
Yeah.
When you say that's a thing she's allowed to be.
I think she's a little upset about it.
Okay. All right.
Just that he tried to pull the move.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I must have missed something.
What's the matter?
I don't see what the problem is on the guy's part here.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes to the discussion we said before. You can get her something that's real and she believes is real.
Uh-huh.
But who knows down the line when she finds out it's not, and you sold it to her thinking it was a real diamond or whatever it is.
Well, no, this is completely different.
But you're lying.
Okay,
though,
but no,
because you're giving it to her. You're giving this fake ring to her in the under the assumption that it's real.
Okay. Counterpoint.
Yeah.
He gave her a real one.
Yeah.
He gave it to her.
Yeah.
He spent $15,000.
Yes.
And she lost it. So not even close to the same thing we were just talking about.
I understand.
I'm not going to spend another. I ain't going to spend.
I ain't going to spend.
Another 15 grand when you lost the ring before we even made it down the aisle.
You're not responsible enough for a real ring.
You've
I'm sorry, but that's
anything?
What I'm telling you.
I wouldn't say that out loud.
You've never.
But that's the truth.
You've
She's
never
not
lost
responsible.
Anything? Before?
Not like that.
I never had
15 grand.
What? It's losing
lose.
A. It's losing a car.
Yeah.
It's miss. Bro, I think I had a boat.
It's losing a motorcycle.
Oh my God. Wait, you think that she has a right to be upset?
Well, it's
of course they do.
No, the upset part. I understand being frustrated. You lost a ring. I would never in my life wear anything worth that much. But, like, I think you have to have the discussion of maybe the smarter move is to wear a fake one.
No,
like,
I'm
I don't
not
think
having
you can lie about
like
it. You would lie to your wife.
Hell yeah.
That is, I don't believe you for one second that you would lie to your current wife. Trying to sell, trying to pass off something
I will tell
that's
you,
fake as real.
If
you
she
are
lost,
so full of crap.
If she lost,
she
that,
knows nice stuff.
Apparently except
not,
for husbands. Stop!
I don't know, man, but like.
I don't know. I'm not bold enough to do it, but he should definitely do it.
Even if you got the money back from the insurance,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know you burnt that bridge, right? Because you can't go back to that same insurance company
go
and go, oh, yeah, I want to insure this ring now for $15,000.
Well,
they're going to triple your goddamn premiums on that ring.
I don't know how it works.
That's how it works. It's called insurance.
You said you always say these things without actually knowing. That's how it works. They triple it. I've never done this before, but that's definitely how it
works.
Well,
you think they're going to give you the same deal that you lost?
People insure jewelry all the time.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Old man
got the wave.
252-9263. Does this woman have a right to be upset that her fiance, before she even, you know, she loses the ring, before they even make it down the aisle, he, what ass dimed on him? By the way, if one of my buddies, if I'm discussing this with my buddies,
yeah,
where can I go? And I would, know. I'm done with that guy.
Well, maybe, but it could be somebody that told her without, assuming she knew that he was looking to get a fake one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it may not be assumed that it was going to be a lie. Yes.
Here's the thing. I'm with Tommy on this. I love my wife more than anything in the world, other than my children.
Yes.
And the bills. But I think I would try and pass off a fake as a real one.
Yeah.
I can't. It's so much money.
Yeah.
It's so much money.
Especially if she didn't want the fake ring.
Yeah.
Like, if she wanted another real ring.
Yes.
Okay, there's your real. It's a real ring.
No, I agree with you.
Because I don't have that kind of money. And even if I had that kind of money, I don't want to lose. You're already irresponsible. You're
again. I wouldn't say that out loud.
Well, you are though, but you're an airhead. You can't hold on to a goddamn ring.
You're marrying this woman, not you, but
I mean, be in this scenario.
Yeah,
you're marrying this woman.
You're not going to call her an airhead.
In my head, I'm going to call her an airhead because she probably did something. You know, talking with her friends, and the ring flies off, and she goes, I'm married. Put it.
You know, there's something we're also not considering here.
What?
If I give her another real ring, right? And she loses it again. I'm going to assume her losing the ring was not a fun experience for the guy emotionally either because she was probably beside herself that she lost the ring.
Absolutely. She better be.
So, like, I would argue
that
if you give her a fake ring and she loses it again and she starts freaking out, for me to go, hey, look, it was fake. Don't worry about it, is going to bring the temperature down after she loses it again because she's going to lose it again. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
By the way,
aren't you worried that you're going to make her look really stupid one day?
Like if, losing a ring that cost 15 grand? You're already mayor of Stupidville.
We don't know how she lost it.
You shouldn't lose it. You shouldn't lose that kind of
But it happens, and it happens to people all the time. Look, they lose jewelry.
You sound like the mafia when they whack a guy. We talked about
a guy who lost his wedding ring in the ocean before.
Yeah, but those cost like $1,000. Like you cannot, but they're top end.
Okay, but you're saying like, how do you lose this thing? That's irresponsible.
We don't sound like that at all.
People lose stuff all the time. It falls off your finger. I mean, if it's not sized right.
Gain some weight. Have some salt.
Okay. Look, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I can appreciate you trying to stand up for Team Woman here. There is no way.
But here's my thing on this whole thing is neither of you would ever be bold enough to pass off a fake to your wife.
I would. I'm telling you right now.
I do not believe you for a second.
I don't have the money. If she insists on another ring, I have to lie because you backed me into a corner that I didn't initiate.
Well, no, that's not true because they may have gotten the insurance money.
Yeah, you do have the money.
No, but again.
You do have the money to buy a real one. Maybe not as expensive as the first one. But you're going to get the money to buy another one.
All right, we got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. We got people waiting on hold. 252 WCMF. Some people that Kimmy knows secondhand. they're engaged. Before they've made it down the aisle, the woman lost her $15,000 engagement ring. And obviously, they need to replace it. Kimmy says it was insured, so maybe money isn't the issue here. She is upset now with her fiance because through the grapevine, she has heard whispers that he is looking to replace the ring with a fake ring.
Can I throw out one more scenario, which is not a lie completely?
Okay.
I get her another real ring.
Yeah. Half a lie?
Legit. Okay. No, it's legit.
Okay.
Pawn. What? I scored at a pawn shop. Well, I can get that ring for about a third of the price at a pawn.
But she's probably going to want to participate. I mean, now it seems.
It was on a dead woman, a dead grandmother.
It feels like today most women want to participate in the ring selection.
No, well, I'm going to surprise you, baby.
She knows another ring is coming. You can't surprise her with a new ring. She knows the ring. You're getting married.
It's the only way you can do the fake ring. You had to surprise her.
Well, no, you would just, if I'm going to do the fake ring.
She can't go with you.
I would find someone that would make me the same ring, just fake.
Yeah, but you would have to go there.
Well,
it would be pretty sketchy.
I'll just tell her, look, I'm going to get you the same ring. Sit tight, and I will come back with one that is fake.
Well, that's why I do the pawn.
Okay.
Close enough.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Okay, let's say this wasn't a $15,000 ring. Let's say that this was given to the future groom by his grandmother or his great Nona, who's widowed, and it's a family heirloom. What do you do then? I mean, she said, I want to see the ring.
Let's change the whole story.
It's a whole other ball game, Barbara. You can't fake that
she's
one.
She's living long enough to see the wedding. That's the only reason why she wants to live it any longer.
I guess that would probably break up a marriage, I would assume. Right, or
it's not going to be a great situation.
Yeah, right?
No.
Unless she just falls down and is like, I can't believe it. Great call, Barbara. Great call. Thank you for the call, buddy.
My Nona.
All right, bye. Have a good rest of the day. All right, Mixin' Money writes us on Instagram, Lindsay, Duffy on WCMF.
Yeah.
She says, I used to work for a franchise jeweler. Depends on their definition of fake. If you replaced my wedding ring with costume jewelry and told me it was real and I found out, I'd be disappointed. However, if you were to purchase me a more affordable alternative to real diamonds, Moissanite, cubic zirconia, women like to know they're being thought of when it comes to gifts and love. Yeah, I don't care. You're getting a fake ring.
We already did that. That's what kills me with this scenario.
That's what kills me.
We already did. I gave you a real ring with all the love and all the passion and the money and the sacrifice, and you blew it, baby.
No, I mean, he's
so
right.
I'm not going down this road again.
He's 100% right.
And you lost it, not me.
Lisa writes us, Duffy on WCMF. Too bad for her. She lost the real one. Now she gets the fake. That's terrible to lose something that expensive.
You know what really pissed me off, too?
What's that?
If she wasn't that all upset that she lost it, knowing you had the insurance, like it was no big deal.
But I think you're painting an easier picture. If she's not that upset about it, then I can understand why it would be easier to do the fake because she doesn't care anyways.
You better be weeping.
The more difficult situation is going to be you saying this to her face when she's... Oh, like beside herself, sorry, upset,
but that's what I want.
Like not over it for days, and you're gonna look at her face and be like, "You lost it. You're irresponsible.
I'm sorry, baby. Right. I'm not gonna say the baby part."
Kimmy saying "baby" makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, I know. I don't know why. No, Kimmy, it would. All right, you're right. You should not do that. It would be really hard for me to not get upset standing in front of her, even if she is upset,
crying
if she lost a $15,000 ring. ring.
It's a game changer, man.
Like, I'll go even further.
I'll buy a chick with bigger fingers.
Let me ask you a question. Serious question. Would you reconsider marrying this woman if she lost a $15,000 ring?
Yeah. Yeah, because it would stick with me.
Because, like, I think, like,
even with the insurance, just knowing you're that nonchalant and you can't keep track of things, you're going to lose one of our kids?
Huh? That's not what I'm talking about. Okay, one, if you're a superstitious person, that could be a bad omen.
Oh, yeah.
Two, if this becomes a legitimate issue in your relationship, which it would.
It's a major, it's a $15,000 flag.
But you may all of a sudden see a side of a person you didn't expect when you proposed. And third, this could become one of those things that
lingers.
It gets decided, oh, yeah. Yes, but no one is happy about
and
it.
And it'll always be brought up.
Exactly. Like, this might be a relationship ender, a $15,000 loss.
That might be the smart move, by the way, is to gas the relationship. Go find somebody else, man.
Chris writes us, WWCMF. She lost it at her lover's house in her lover's brown eye.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
That.
You killed Tommy. And we don't have insurance on him.
Did you get that brown eye insurance?
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Is there a hyena in the studio today? That's all I hear.
One of them famous brown eye hyenas you find in the Sahara.
Nice. So, back when I got engaged to my now ex-wife, the ring that I got her originally was $10,000, and because it was resized, it was like $2,000. But I don't know how, if she lost that, I don't know how I would feel, because I bought that ring for her with my grandparents' inheritance.
Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I probably would have ended the relationship if she lost it.
Sorry, that
you lost the family fortune, $2,000.
Yeah, I can't. And also, like, a $15,000 ring, like, I kind of have an idea what that would look like because of the engagement ring I got my ex-wife.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be, I mean, compared to when you bought yours versus now, it may be the exact same ring just based on how expensive things have gotten.
It was, like, 5 years. Maybe 10 years before COVID, I think.
Okay, so that's 15 years ago. Yeah, it might be the same exact ring, Ben. How about that? Ben bought this ring for his wife.
Yes.
Changes the story, kind of. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We got more Instagram messages coming in. Again, if you're just joining us, Kimmy is telling us a story of some folks that she knows. Mm. Or, I'm sorry, knows secondhand.
Secondhand story.
Says Kimmy. Mm. They're engaged. $15,000 engagement ring. She loses it. Kimmy says the ring is insured, so money is not the issue. But this woman who lost the ring is now upset because she has heard whispers through the grapevine that her fiancé was going to replace this ring with a fugazi, a fake ring.
Without telling her.
Tommy and I are fine with this. Yeah. Kimmy is trying to defend this woman who lost $15,000. Could you imagine?
It's more the lie of
It sucks.
Of the fake ring.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're saying somebody's found that ring? God damn,
$15,000, bro. Jack writes us, Tommy probably hasn't spent $15,000 on all of the engagement rings he's bought combined.
Yeah, I don't get tied up in numbers, Ben.
Can I, before I move on here, can I ask a serious question?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Why does the engagement ring have to be an expensive diamond again in this situation? Because there is no law that says you need a diamond ring to get married.
True.
My wife wears a pearl. Mine was made out of rubber. Now I got one of those, like, measure your heart rate.
Yeah. Ring.
Like, would that be a non-starter here? Like, if I'm like, look, we'll replace it with a ruby or a pearl or a sapphire or
a
something.
Cheaper stone?
Yeah. I mean, we'll get you something big and fun and gaudy, but not a $15,000
diamond. Yeah.
Is that a fair compromise?
Yeah. I mean, you got to work with people a little bit. You can't, like, I lost it, but you pay.
Well, I mean, look, there are some circles that women live in, Tommy, and you know this, where the size of the ring, you know, they all sit around, drink wine, and they put their hands out on the table so they can all see each other's diamonds.
I get it, but, I mean, I thought your generation wasn't all tied up in this stuff anyway. With all this.
I mean, it just depends on where you come from, I think.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not.
But I'm not spending another $15,000 on a diamond just so you can show up to your wine buddies.
I do know women that have the fakes, just because, like I said, they feel more comfortable wearing a fake ring. I always wonder, though, because the fakes are usually pretty big and gaudy compared to their actual ring.
Okay.
Like, is that, like, offensive to their husbands that they wear a ring that's bigger than the one that he got?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because it's kind of saying, like, I like this flashy ring, but mine isn't as flashy. You know, they're not wearing it because they don't like it, but the thing that they bought to replace it is
much
big.
Better, yeah. I mean, that's a really
it stands
good
stands out.
All right, I want to take this call before we move on. I know we're late. 252 WCMF, but now we have like actual people who have gone through this. Kyle's on CMF. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. So my fiance at the time, my wife, she went to work, and her first day took her. She's in medical, so she took it off and put it in her scrub pocket. Was walking out, you know, after she had changed for the day, and someone had asked her to see the ring, and she realized that she left it in her scrub pocket, and it was in the like the
wash bin. How much did you spend on that ring, Kyle?
She ran upstairs and caught it like a minute before the cleaning guy came and actually picked up all the stuff.
All right, how much was that ring?
$3,000.
Okay, it's a lot of money. Like Kyle,
and this was when you were engaged.
Engaged. What? So, like, it was literally the first day.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
All right, Kyle. Man. Let's say in a hypothetical situation that ring never comes home. What are you doing?
Definitely buying a fake.
Okay. Would you have paused about spending the rest of your life with your now wife?
No, I mean stuff happens.
You wouldn't have thought about it, Kyle. Freedom. You had.
No, I mean
you get. There's a window open.
She was doing it, saving lives.
There's a window open. Well, no, I mean she could have been like at a veterinarian's office. We don't know what kind of nurse she is, Kimmy. Yeah. No, like, there was a window open. You could have jumped out of, Kyle. You would not have looked at that open window.
Nah.
Okay.
Man, you're better than me.
Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy. Take care.
I feel like you are the most likely to lose it, too, in that first couple months you have it, just because you're not used to wearing a ring, most people.
Bro,
like that.
Girls always wear rings.
My wife won't wear hers to work.
Yeah, but it's bulky. It's on a finger that you normally don't wear it on. Like, a lot of people fidget with it at first for a while before they get used to wearing it. I would say it probably happens more often than we think.
All right, all you ladies, be careful out there.
Yes, stop fidgeting.
All that fidgeting over there
with
your finger in the ring.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They say the road to hell is paved with the best intentions.
Yeah.
For example, this road, the state of New York wanted more throughway updated rest areas.
Yeah. They were getting kind of raggedy.
Yeah, on the 90. And Tommy, as folks who traveled throughout the country by car for years, state of New York needed it.
Yeah.
So we're talking new buildings, fresh food options, a better example of what we as a state are to people passing through. And the moment these projects started, it has been nothing but a problem. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The walls of the new thruway rest areas.
The walls mean the actual walls that hold up the building.
Are
the outside
cracking.
Of it.
They're cracking.
At least I saw it was in the picture.
Yeah, they're cracking. Yeah.
Wait, what are they made out of that they would crack so soon?
It almost looks like you would look at it and think, is it supposed to be like that?
Like it's like
it
some kind of like art?
Like it looks like a pattern.
Well, you could see it?
Well, yeah, it was the Olive Garden.
pattern?
It's made out of bread. So a story done by 10NBC showed what appear to be patches over cracks at every major thruway rest stop area around the greater Rochester area.
Mm.
So in general, that's not great.
Yeah.
But what makes this worse, the building with the cracks are less than 3 years old.
Yeah, but they just put them up.
Yeah.
Yep, they were finished back in 2023. So the state used an Irish company called Apple Green to rebuild the rest stops starting 5 years ago. What?
Who did it?
They use an Irish company called Applegreen to start.
Well, that's like some of their other work, that like the Titanic.
You're dressed like a man who was on the bow of the Titanic.
I had to put my overcoat on, man. I'm sorry.
You have overcoat on over PJs. That's what everybody waiting for the lifeboats look like. And by the way, they didn't do the actual work. The walls that have cracked were made by a Vancouver company called Nexi. Quick sidebar. A little bit weird that they went out of state and country to get this work done, right?
So what are the walls made out of?
Breadsticks.
What?
No, I don't know what they're made
out of. Well, usually it's like cinder block or something, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, whatever they used, it cracks easy.
So what are they going to do now?
So that's just it.
They got to knock them down and build them again?
Of course not, because they spent a fortune to do this. The good news here.
What's the good news?
These buildings were not used using taxpayer or toll money. They were private investments, so it's not like we paid for this work.
Oh.
But that's about where the good news ends. Because, Tommy, it feels like most everything about these new rest areas have been a pain in the ass from the moment they started construction.
There was a lot of issues.
So first off, as they started to open, because remember, they didn't close them all at once.
Right,
they kept some of them,
right? Yeah.
One at a time, people started to realize that these were smaller than the
Way smaller.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you stop at some of these rest areas during a busy travel time, and I know with my daughter playing hockey, one, there can be lines for restrooms, which suck.
Yeah.
Two, there can be no place to sit down and eat if you want to take some time off the road.
Because everybody's slammed in there.
And I get that most of the time, that is not going to be a problem. Smaller is better. But as a state, living in a state where we never had to wait in line at rest areas because of their former size, I didn't love this. I know a lot of people were really pissed off. Like,
sure.
You know what I mean? The other issue.
What was that?
One of the big restaurants they contracted with is closed on the busiest travel day of the week.
Yeah, yeah. Are they still there?
Yeah. So there are 27 throughway rest areas. Over one-third of them have a Chick-fil-A inside. And for those who may not know, Chick-fil-A as a business are not open on Sundays.
Okay.
No exceptions. They are closed on Sundays, which is a problem when the most traffic you'll be getting through your rest area is on a Sunday statistically.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell greenlit that idea? Like, for some of the rest areas, that's not a big deal. There are other places where you can grab a quick bite other than that. But outside
the lines get long, I'd imagine.
Outside of Syracuse, it's just a Chick-fil-A and a Starbucks. So on Sunday, what am I getting? Egg bites if I'm hungry?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
High-end egg bites.
They also contracted with some out-of-the-box road restaurants.
By who?
Well, okay. If Chick-fil-A is open, it is easy to eat while you are driving if you want to get back on the road. Panera, not so much.
So that's like soups and stuff, right?
Well, no, that's the other restaurant they contracted with, soups and stuff.
Soups and stuff?
Yeah.
Salads.
Ever try and eat soup while driving?
You can't.
Not easy.
Well, yeah, it's not a road food.
No. There are also some locations, rest areas, with a Panda Express Chinese food restaurant.
Again.
Yeah, that's not a car food.
Yeah, you have to be stationary.
Chinese food might be the hardest food to
eat. It's too sloshy.
Thank you. Thank you. Especially if you get the sloshy chicken.
General Mao slushy chicken?
General Mao, you don't want anything General Mao has on.
That was delicious. What are your top Mao?
I'll tell you it's delicious. You'll eat it.
The other one I never understood, but it's at a ton of them, is the Sparrow, however you say it.
Sparrow?
Well, at least you could get a pizza.
Yeah, but you could get
a
plate of pasta. Oh my God,
yeah,
that's
true.
Definitely not car food. Not
it should be all
spaghetti.
Hand food.
No, I agree with you. How you are not selling nothing but hand food.
But it's burgers and fries.
Thank you. Yes. And even when they did the burgers and fries, Roy Rogers, the only time I've ever been to a Roy Rogers.
I didn't know those existed.
And Checkers.
Checkers,
the only Checkers like that we had in like north of the Mason-Dixon
only
line.
Only time I ever had it.
Right?
Yeah.
And they were fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we also lost McDonald's. That was the other big change. McDonald's had been on the throughway since they started contracting.
Which is a guarantee.
There's no
like,
McDonald's
why would you get rid of McDonald's?
Really? McDonald's did not participate in the because they have to pay
and none
to be
of the,
a part of this.
At least not any of the new ones.
None of the no. McDonald's is
at
off
all.
The throughway.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken, unless I'm wrong, 252 WCMF.
I mean, that's when you know there's some civilization where you're driving to. You see a McDonald's.
100%. You're 100% right. 252 WCMF, again, a story on 10NBC recently shows what appear to be patches over cracks at every major throughway rest stop in the greater Rochester area, and that is a problem just in general.
Yeah, they're just plastering it over.
The bigger problem is the buildings that have the cracks are less than 3 years old. They were finished way back in 2023, and almost everything, it feels like, involving these new rest areas have been an issue. For example, Matt writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, Family and I were on the thruway before Thanksgiving, stopped at the rest area. Women's bathroom is out of order due to a backup. Line was out the door as they had to wait to let men go and then women go in groups. Some kid threw up in the line waiting. An old lady cut in line. It was a mess.
God, chaos.
I have a love-hate relationship with these thruway rest stops.
What
there
do you mean?
Are certain ones you look forward to, though, like the one near Fredonia.
Yeah, that you're, I was thinking.
We
that
always
one.
Stop at that one.
Is that the one that's at the over?
Got the bridge.
You had a McDonald's. You
there
had
a lot in there.
But it's like over the highway. Yeah.
It also, it's the only Cinnabon within like 100 miles. Yeah. At least it was. I don't know if the Cinnabon's still there. But yeah, that.
Yeah,
I,
that's a luxury.
That was appointment.
It's very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always hated as a kid walking over the thruway.
Really?
Yeah.
Or you thought he was going to collapse?
That and like the speed of the cars.
Oh,
with
I
well, you can kind of feel the motion of
kid.
The trucks when they go underneath.
Yeah.
Really? You liked it?
Yeah. It was cool.
Also, that bridge is
you
not-
don't, as a kid, you don't realize how dangerous this is, I guess.
The bridge is also not heated. So uh-oh. Like that long walk was chilly. If it was 20 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It was like Tommy's mom. It kind of feels like maybe we in New York didn't realize how good we had it with our rest areas until they changed.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because like they weren't going to blow you away, but they were tried and true and trusted. Because for every Roy Rogers, there were like 3 McDonald's.
Yeah, I could also get cheap sunglasses, and they'd, all of a sudden there's like a farmer's market breaking out right there.
I always loved the farmer's market on the thruway.
Yeah.
You know what I need? A tomato.
Yes, some blueberries while we're driving.
And like I get the inside looked like a Bob's Big Boy from the mid-'80s. But there was something comforting about that.
Too. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You had that gift shop, and then you get all your snacks right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kimmy. I cut you
sometimes
off.
Too, there'd be like those pre-wrapped sandwiches and stuff, and I always wondered how long those sat there for.
Well, I think they have to change them every day.
Do they? Okay,
that's
good
that's what
to
I
know.
Was told. Baron Von Butt writes, everything is way overpriced at those restaurant areas.
Oh, no kidding.
Convenience stores charge $5 for a single roller dog. Then there's a third of the bathroom stall urinals out. Albany has definitely dropped the ball with the last renovation. Well,
you're paying for a convenience. You're on the thruway.
And in the defense of the restaurants that are in there, they have to pay more money to have the rights to sell there.
Sure.
It did piss me off. You know, we were a big coupon family when I was growing up.
Or, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you were busted. You were sad busted.
Okay.
Your family.
Okay.
I think we've established this.
They don't take coupons on the thruway.
Wait, did you get turned out after you pulled them out? That's the saddest thing, man.
It was very embarrassing. Because it was like my dad would never stop and let us get food on the thruway because it was so expensive. My dad would do the dicks. I've never told the story on the air. It was always so exciting when we went on a road trip as a family.
Yeah.
And like, you know, my brother and I always wanted to stop and like get something to eat.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
big
you know,
boys.
The rest area was like an adventure.
You're good boys, but big boys.
So like we would see the sign, like our rest area 15 miles away. We'd start, Dad, can we stop? Dad, can we stop? No. Then 10 miles away. Dad, please. Oh, I don't know. Dad, please. 2 miles. Every single time.
Yeah, do you pull that move?
He would put the blinker on, get into the right lane,
start
drifting like he was going to go, and then slam it back and start laughing. And we'd fall for it every time.
You're like McDonald's kid? Not today.
Oh, God, he's the kid.
Why
man.
Would you do that to children? What a
that
monster. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Walter. Hey, Walter, how are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
The thing sucks about the service process now is they don't open up at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, are they closed? Oh, you're talking about the restaurants.
No, like if you go to Starbucks, you want to get a cup of coffee, you got to wait 6 o'clock in the morning till they open up.
Yeah. So, do they sell coffee in like? Cause they what do they call them? Like Evergreen or Green something? Like the little
that convenience store thing.
That kind of sucks.
Okay. I mean, look, here, the one good thing, Walter, is like we also have the ability to get off the thruway to go get something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right, Walter, you're right, though, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Anyone else want to crap on the...
You would think those would open earlier than most.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to find people to work them, too.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Although it did feel like they all used to be 24-7. I mean, unless I'm imagining that.
Well, they might have been open, but the restaurants were closed.
Open
yeah.
No, the restaurants... Okay, no, I do remember them being 24-7.
Really?
Here's why.
The restaurants, too?
Yeah.
Sometimes the McDonald's were... At least I think.
So when I was 20 years old, it's so funny. My brother and I and my wife and his wife were going to Cleveland this weekend. I had to do a gig at the University of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And that night, it was a nooner, and LeBron James was playing his first ever game as a member of the Miami Heat back in Cleveland.
Mm.
So I tell my brother, I go, bro, just get in the car. I'll do the gig.
Oh, I remember this.
So
we ended up talking to you on the air, right?
Yeah, yeah. We leave the night before. And we get hit with this massive out-of-nowhere snowstorm.
Yeah.
And, like, it's the worst weather I've ever driven in. They shut the thruway down while I was on the thruway.
So you guys were just stuck.
Well, yeah, they bring us into the rest area, and I forget which one it was, but we pulled in there at like 9 o'clock at night, and they would not let us leave until 10 o'clock the next morning. So it's me, my brother Ryan, and like seven truckers. And yeah, the restaurants were open all night, but you can only eat so many Whoppers. It was a Burger King stop before like you start hallucinating.
So what was your record for Whoppers?
I think we had 4 Whoppers.
Each?
Maybe.
God damn.
We were there 8 for a Whoppers.
You're going to finish those fast. So.
Can you imagine what that car smelled like?
What?
8 Whopper ass in that car?
8 Whopper ass.
8 Whopper asses.
All right, let's take a break.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a dice roll.
What?
If they do this the right way, they'll be the first people to ever do it.
Oh.
And look, I appreciate these people because they are known for taking risks. And there are times they have surprised.
Mm.
But as much as I love these products, Kimmy,
yeah,
you can't hit on all of them.
And I mean, there's
you ain't digging the flavors?
This new one, there's no way it works.
You don't even want to try it?
Because
we talked about... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. You were
we talked about there are certain flavors you just don't ever want to hear.
Yeah, I've never had a good replication.
One is pear.
Replica.
No,
remember we talked about pear doesn't work. If somebody came up with a pear flavored cookie, you'd puke.
No, I agree with you, but that's
it's just sweet dirt.
It's not. It's not what we're talking about here. You're hanging out in the breaker. Brought to you just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The Girl Scouts of America
are
expanding their cookie lineup.
Ooh.
So their newest cookie is called Ever. I'm sorry. Let me try this again. Explore Mores.
Explore. So it's a s'mores?
No.
What's it exploring?
No. They are described as a Rocky Road ice cream inspired sandwich cookie. So it will be marshmallow toasted almond flavored cream.
Oh.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Throw it out.
So both of you guys are in on this.
That's not the flavor I thought you were going to say.
What'd you think I was going to say?
Banana.
Ugh. Banana cookie?
Yeah,
that's another
heard,
one, man.
Yeah, I've never had like a banana flavored like candy or cookie. Yeah.
Gross.
With like a fake banana flavor that was good.
No, I'm with you on that. Although, wait, what's like a banana? I can eat a banana cream pie.
Mm.
You don't like banana cream pie?
Yeah.
It's like a trash pie.
Trash pie.
Literally. Anything banana flavored, I'm out.
Look, it's not my favorite, but I will eat a banana cream pie. Wait, you love bananas. You're not going to eat a banana?
I like
bananas.
Bananas are good.
Yeah.
But, or bananas in something, like banana bread.
Oh, Tommy loves bananas and all kinds of things.
Yeah. Don't mind it at all.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to the flavoring of banana, I'm out.
Okay, the problem I have these Explore More new Girl Scout cookie Rocky Road ice cream inspired sandwich.
Mm.
Anything that is not actual ice cream that is sold as ice cream flavor never tastes good.
Really?
Yes. Can you name?
I would think though these are all things that go together, like marshmallow chocolate.
Look,
you know, like I didn't think you could screw that up.
It sounds like it's just a frosted cookie.
I understand where you're coming from, right?
Yeah.
The logic that you guys are saying is true. I ask you this question.
Ask.
Name me one snack food that is sold as ice cream inspired that is good that is not ice cream?
I don't know if I've ever tried an ice cream inspired.
Oh, no, there's plenty of like cookie companies that,
that
have
ice cream flavor.
Well, that have like, you know, it tastes like mint chocolate chip or it tastes like, you know, vanilla whatever or like, you know, ice cream sundae.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay, like for example, Pop-Tarts does a hot fudge sundae Pop-Tart. Pop-Tarts are great. It's my least favorite Pop-Tart.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
But it's a hot fudge sundae.
No, but it's not because it's no ice cream.
No, but the flavor is going to be good.
It's not.
Unless they can't nail the flavoring right.
That's the point I'm making. If you try to sell me something as flavored like ice cream and there is no actual ice cream in it, it is going to be a disappointing food.
Right.
You cannot, and I can't even have this conversation with you because you don't eat snacks. Like nobody.
Well, I don't eat ice cream and I don't eat cookies.
God. And you're going to defend the cookie flavored like the thing that you don't eat and you don't eat.
I mean, I'll eat one. I'm not craving. You're a slave to the sweets.
Slave to the sweets.
You know you is.
I do have a big sweet tooth.
You always return to your sugar master.
No, I mean, Kimmy, name me a single ice cream inspired snack that you're like, ooh, I got to have that.
What would be an ice cream? I'm trying to think of like ice cream flavors outside chocolate, vanilla,
mint chocolate
strawberry.
Chip, vanilla, hot fudge sundae.
Hot fudge sundae cookie sounds good.
I just told you the Pop-Tart tastes awful.
Yeah. But that's a Pop-Tart.
It's like a cookie. It's a big-ass cookie.
It's more poppy and tarty.
But would it be good if you weren't expecting ice cream sundae? Like, if you didn't know, if you just blind taste tested it, you didn't know what the flavor was, would it be good at least? Like, is it edible?
Kimmy, we'll never know. We'll never know.
Because now you have it in your
exactly.
head.
And, like, here's the thing. You're
and
right.
I've had, like, mint chocolate chip cookies. Like, I know.
And it was good?
I mean, it just tasted like mint.
I don't
you
like
know,
mint.
If you like those flavors at work,
nobody
mint sucks.
Nobody
mint sucks.
Nobody asked you about mint.
Like, you like them thin mints and stuff? Like,
oh, I love thin mints.
Way to ruin chocolate.
I eat those things like communion wafers.
Because it's so overpowering. It's like those York peppermint patties. It tastes like medicine.
I put them in my mouth like bullets out of a clip. Pop, 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 pop.
I never understood
that. Weird texture. Yeah.
I got an AK-47 cookie mouth. 252-WCMF. Again, the Girl Scouts are releasing a new cookie. They're called Explore Mores. They are described as a, quote, Rocky Road ice cream inspired sandwich cookie, marshmallow toasted almond flavored cream. And again, I respect the Girl Scouts for taking risks with their cookies. Every once in a while, they stumble upon something brilliant. One that they just took away, that French toast and flavored cookie. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Yeah, but
it's gone.
I'm very sad it's gone, right? But again, this is not going to be good. It's not going to be a good cookie. And I will buy a box and I will try it because I love supporting those girls.
It doesn't scare me. Those flavors. Doesn't scare me. It's not like so out of the box that like I'm like, I don't know about that.
Luke writes, Kimmy's not going to like this. Luke says, because Kimmy says you guys don't like any banana flavored stuff.
No. Yeah.
Banana Laffy Taffy is the best.
Oh, that's the nasty.
I think banana candy is what turned me off.
Sticky
of like banana flavors. Yeah.
Banana Taffy. That's like a gummy banana.
Yes. No.
Ugh.
It is gross. Those are the ones that get left behind. If you buy like a bag of assorted.
No,
those are like the last ones to go.
Now that you bring it up, all the banana candy is the one that's left.
Yeah, nobody wants a banana.
Jeremy writes us, Optimum Nutrition Protein Powder tastes like Rocky Road. Not a snack, though, I guess. No protein powder tastes good.
Like
you
workout
find one
powders?
That works, but it's not the best.
Like
all that stuff looks gross.
No, you know what it tastes like? It tastes like you're drinking dirt while someone is yelling the name of an ice cream behind you.
Somebody mix some dirt and milk.
Exactly. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to a man who knows a thing or two about bananas.
Okay.
That'd be Teddy. Hey, Teddy, you're on CMF. What's up, bud?
Good morning. How about banana flambe or banana foster?
Oh, banana foster's real good. He's right.
There we go. Listen, I used to make, when I used to work on the cruise line, I make a table side for the customer, for the passengers.
Is it the one you light up?
Yes. And then I put the ice cream and put the melted ice cream on the banana. Oh my God.
So Teddy, if I was on your cruise and you came up to my table and I said, hey, excuse me, Teddy, I like those banana Fosters. Could you make me one? How would that go?
I'm not going to make for you anything for you, Tommy.
You're not going to give me your banana?
You want my banana, Tommy? What banana are you talking about here, Tommy?
That was a joke, Teddy. Teddy, that's a joke.
I know.
But Teddy is not much for subtlety.
I'm not even awake yet this morning, so.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There's your Teddy-Tommy love scene for this morning. No, I mean, what about a banana split? You guys don't like banana splits?
No, like I'm for like an actual banana.
No, you said you didn't like banana desserts.
I said I didn't like banana flavored desserts.
You said you didn't like banana cream pie.
I would say this. If I went to the ice cream store and they said they have banana split but no banana today, Fine. I'll still.
No, that's
get
just
it.
A sundae.
Yeah, that's yeah. fine with
no,
me.
No, the banana
doesn't make it bananas, better.
It does. It
like
does.
I can eat something with a banana in it. It's just they use like that fake banana flavoring that I. Ugh,
but it's not necessary. Bananas aren't necessary outside of their raw form.
I disagree. I think a banana split is the best kind of ice cream, and I would get it consistently. The only problem with a banana
way too much ice cream.
Yes,
though.
You have to commit.
You have to split a split.
Well, maybe that's why they call it that.
Is it like
or
three scoops?
Because the banana was split in half.
Doesn't matter.
How big is a banana split? Three scoops?
Well, three, depending on where you go, it could be six. Two scoops.
Six?
Well, two of each
it's a
flavor.
Lot.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
The nuts and the Huge. Whipped cream and then the bananas.
Wow.
Man, there's been places I've gone to where they freeze the banana, too.
Oh, wow.
And it's super good. You know, what about a frozen chocolate dipped banana?
Yeah. I'm in on
that. That looks like it's been somewhere.
Yeah, where you and Teddy were hanging out. No, I love a chocolate frozen dipped banana.
Wait.
Shut up.
You do. Teddy and I just got in a new game.
How much sodomy are we doing here?
Teddy and I just teamed up.
Really? Really? Where's that?
Yeah, we opened up a new little kiosk in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Teddy and Tommy's Chocolate Banana Sauce from the cruise ship to your mouth.
Table.
You do realize in this scenario, you are sodomizing each other with the bananas.
No, we tag team your mouth.
With what?
Dried bananas.
That came from where?
The chocolate sauce.
Didn't think that one through.
This is the stupidest show in the history of shows.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.